glad to have you aboard, sir. Do you want to say anything to this august body, a little bit of background about your good self?
Well, if you can find a good self, you can introduce them, because I can't.
What made you interested in joining the committee?
I want to do something for the county that'll make a serious impact and help the county green up.
We're glad to have you on board. I think everybody has the agenda in front of them. Anyone open for suggestions of change in that?
Yeah, there was a minor error, and at that point I was traveling at that meeting, so I just submitted notes to Rich about the air quality.
Okay, we're talking about
the
agenda.
Okay.
Everybody okay with the agenda? Okay, then we'll just proceed. You had a question on the minutes?
It's just that it said the minutes from last meeting that I wasn't present at, but I didn't notice.
June 2nd?
Item 3 under air quality, Clean Air Institute rules.
Okay.
It says Progress Energy's Skyland plant in 2005 shifted the focus to motor vehicles. It says, which are not Asheville's number one pollution source. It should read, which are now Asheville's number one pollution source.
Good.
It makes quite a, one letter makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So it took the pressure off the utility, and now the biggest problem is the motor vehicle. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I guess I read it as not anymore.
Yeah.
Just a question. The Clean Air Institute is a federal agency, a state agency?
I'm not. Let me see. I believe it is a federal, it's not really an agency. It's part of an agency. It's just I believe it's a federally implemented program that just monitors all the utilities and make sure that the interstate action of one doesn't affect the other, which obviously does in some instances. We're sort of monitoring that.
But it was my understanding that there's a number of organizations that are affiliated with that, some academic and lawyers.
Yeah, they need input from all sources. I'm not that familiar with it, but I can certainly find out more from Lance Scott or somebody else.
Thank you. Any other corrections on the minutes of the 2nd of June? If not, do I hear a motion to approve?
I move we approve them.
So moved by Rich. Second? Jeff? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Okay. Thank you. Approved. Moving to old business, we have a new bylaws in effect. A little different from our one that we had, but this is one we approved. Just want to point out that the primary purpose of this group is to serve in advisory capacity to the Board of Commissioners regarding environmental quality and protection. It does not include solid waste. That is a function of another committee that you and I discussed. So that's our primary job. And we want to make sure that our recommendations are based on sound science, make economic sense, and can be done. So that's what we're all about. And I'm fortunate to have your good gentleman and lady on board, and I'm confident that we can carry out that mission.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yes,
here,
sir.
I printed this out, and I don't have an attachment one.
It was one sheet, there was one agenda, and then there should have been three sheets attached to it in the PDF, but it's all
yeah,
one document.
Yeah, that's it, all four of them here, but I don't see anything that says attachment one on it.
I don't think I put attachment one because it came to me in a PDF. I wasn't able to alter this document. The actual bylaws were one sheet.
Yeah, these are the three pages from the bylaws.
Right, that is the attachment.
Oh, that is not us. Ah.
I was not able to alter the bylaw, so it said attached to one of the documents.
Okay, I got you. I got you, okay. I thought the mission, committee mission was attachment one, from what it says.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Good.
Anything from our previous activities that anyone wants to raise, any old business?
I think we sort of wrapped things up the last time, pretty much.
Moving on to new business, it's been suggested that we proceed, well, one of the things that have been suggested that we proceed in a subcommittee format. We're going to be meeting every 3 months, but to accomplish the good business of this committee, it may make more sense to break up into subcommittees and attack the various components that we decide are worthwhile addressing. And moving on from there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think we can be better organized, come to this meeting prepared to defend and take action on
good.
What we're interested in and not be sitting through, a run through of the same stuff every month. So I'm all in favor of that.
I agree, Rich. That's sound advice. Now, moving on to what issues that we want to address. One of the things that I think is of concern, is a problem within the county, is water quality and a very closely related issue, namely erosion. Soil erosion is a conduit of pathogens, it's a conduit of chemicals that adversely affect the quality of the water. We also have the problem that our creeks are and river is filling in such that the carrying capacity is been decreased, and we are experiencing more localized flooding. So,
interestingly, I drove by Mud Creek on Irkwood the other day, and the water level was rather low, but my God, the mud is up really high in that creek.
It's a problem.
It doesn't take much water to fill up the.
So the question is, do you want to address this issue? Yes, sir.
Could I go back to the discussion from our minutes where we lay out three subcommittees? I mean,
We can certainly proceed in that direction.
Because that's what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now,
right? We want to make sure that we're all in agreement moving forward.
So there were three subcommittees that were discussed, land issues, water issues, and air issues.
Right.
I just have a comment. I mean, this is following what you brought up the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so these are three that were discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually say, I guess, that we approved them or whatever, but well, it does say we approved. We already approved those committees, but those three committees follow, or those two, the first two committees follow very closely the land use or the community plans that we have. And we have three that have been started and done and have started the implementation
right.
on. And so it makes good sense, at least for one aspect of the subcommittees, to address these issues in the context of the community plans. And the way that they're stated here is basically the same thing as what is stated in the community plans. They say protect the from each of the community plans. There's protect water supply and quality within, and then the community protect land quality within, and then we don't have. There's not a question about air issues in terms of the recommendations coming out of these plans. But so I'm in favor at least of these first two. issues, and we could just and just perhaps add some add quality and protection perhaps to the name of the community.
Right now,
committee,
is there sufficient problems or concerns on our part with these plans that are going forward that would warrant us going into a more in-depth study of those and come up with recommendations for the commission?
Well, that's what we would have to look into, I guess, in forming the subcommittees.
Yeah, my understanding that the whole process of the small area plan development has sort of been put on hold. Some of them are far enough, and we've already had our input mm-hmm. into them, so there's probably not much to do. I think by forming subcommittees, we're not saying we won't deal with any of the other things that we previously did. You know, we can still do them as they come up. But whether they're worth a subcommittee is another issue. And I think this is one, you know, the land development small area subcommittee is something that we could set up, but maybe not want to make active at this time. And, you know, when the commissioners get going again and say, okay, things have settled down, and now we can go on with the Dana plan, or the one down by mm-hmm. Green River, and there's another one way down there, I think, that they're thinking about. You know, take that up, and we can sort of have it in place.
But aren't you talking about just that the plan was written and approved?
Some of them have been mm-hmm. written and approved already,
right.
And we've had our say about it.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of the implementation of those plans.
Well, I don't know whether it's our job to follow up on that. You know,
isn't that where problems arise?
Well, that may be. What do you?
I haven't seen any problems arise yet. The people are moving ahead with the implementation. It seems to be moving smoothly. I'm more concerned about addressing issues that are a problem. Dan?
Well, what I see with this water quality and erosion, it's kind of like Don Quixote tilting at a windmill. The county commissioners do not want to implement new restrictions against builders and developers in a bad economic time because they need those sales and those jobs from the people building the homes, and they need the tax revenue from the property sales and the property tax increases. So when you tell them you can't build houses on anything more than a 10% slope, they're going to smile at you, roll their eyes, and then do what they're going to do anyway. You can always complain to them, but you're not going to get anything done. I think if the committee is going to do something, we need to advise them on things that they will do, things that won't cost them money and may save them money. Like, they were all over for putting the hot water, solar hot water in at the courthouse that saved them $6,500 a month on their power bills. You know, there's a company here, I forgot the name right off. If you could read this, he runs a company called Clean Energy Development.
Yeah, David Phillips.
Okay.
Clean Energy Developers.
Okay. What he does, people come into any business like a school or even like a Walmart, and he'll put solar panels, maintain them, do everything for free. All you have to do is buy his power at the same rate as Duke Power's power from him. And any excess that you don't use from him, he gets to sell it to the power company at about 6 cents per kilowatt hour instead of the 11 cents to you. And if he put those panels in on all the schools during the school year, you're still paying the same power bills that you were paying all year long, but you're paying them for green energy instead of Duke Power putting all sorts of pollutants in the air. And over the summer, he's still reaping that energy and he's selling it to Duke Power. He's just using your place to collect it instead of a field because he gets a better return off of selling it straight than selling it at a discount to Duke Power. brings up the county. You know, they're going to go for things like that. If you start telling them, some apple farmer that's barely making a living and barely keeping his farm from being taken back by the bank, we're telling him that he's got to come along and dig a trench and not use the last 150 feet of his land between there and the creek because we don't want the soil washing off.
Well, there's a couple of things, Dan.
Yeah.
How much is the taxpayer paying because of the fact that they are being inconvenienced because of roads being shut down, which happens periodically when they flood? How much is a taxpayer, what is the damage to the taxpayer when there are pesticides in his drinking water? And what's the long-term effect of that? How much, the other thing is, quite frankly, it's been shown that when properties are constructed in a green manner, that they actually can sell for a higher price, therefore the value of that property is higher, therefore the tax value of the property is higher, and the county benefits. So I'm not convinced that the good commissioners will simply write off our recommendations if they are sound, if they make sense with both an S and a C. And to just say that the county commissioners will blow anything off, I think that's a little premature.
I have heard that there are a few of them that are fairly much in favor of some kind of steep slopes.
And I didn't say that they would blow everything off. I also didn't say they were good recommendations. I simply said they're not going to act on most of those. And if we have a limited time to do a limited amount, we need to go for the greater good that we can accomplish instead of a great ideal that we can't get done. And as for the roads being shut down because they flood because they were poorly designed and poorly built. If they were bridged properly and built up properly, they'd be above a normal flood level.
Well,
not
these,
a 10-year,
50-year. These roads were fine when they were put in. They were above the flood. It's the case that the water is arising.
They've never been fine. I've lived here for 40 years. You can go to Brookside Camp Road, and until they built up the road and put in the new bridge, every time it rained, that road flooded.
There are some, but according to the highway folk, they have a greater problem, and it's getting worse. And the other thing is because our weather patterns have changed. We're getting more intense precipitation over shorter periods, shorter areas. We're subject to these problems because the carrying capacity of the creeks have decreased.
Make a comment relative to this proposal. I think these kinds of things are worth looking into.
I didn't say they weren't worth looking into. I'm saying instead of spending a whole lot of time building a windmill, spend more time on stuff they can look at easily and adopt easily that won't cost them money.
I understand. But the subcommittee structure isn't meant to eliminate other things that we were doing. We had to have effort on energy, and this would fit in with that. Would you say it was something that we wanted?
This is clean air.
Okay, well, that's
it's
all
it's
part of the same
thing. Looking into
the same thing. It's worthwhile doing. Now, if anybody has a suggestion of a particular person, I'm not sure we should be recommending some business to do something.
I'm not. I'm just saying
right. There's
companies
right. Like
this.
Right.
This
now, maybe,
is the fastest one I've found on the internet.
Okay, maybe what we need to do is say, make some contact with the commission and say, is this something that you would be interested in pursuing? Well, we can do that. I mean, that's one of the things they've asked us to do in our bylaws. If we read it, says that we take things under request of the commission, and we can just say that it's something that we're going to do. Now, we may not have time to do it all. I mean, again, we're only meeting in a short period of time, but we certainly want to exclude this kind of stuff.
Can you also get in contact with Alexis Baker? She's the sustainability coordinator. We have somebody pretty much full-time on staff that does research on things like this.
Yeah, we usually have a staff person
or two
here at these meetings.
So she does a lot of research on companies like that and things that are viable that, that would work for the county. I can get your contact information if you'd like to pass that on.
They write the grants and things of that sort, you know, and if anything comes out of this committee that feeds into them, it's our benefit as well as the county. So we don't want to bad mouth that in any way.
And there's been some very positive things that have happened in adjoining counties that are well worth looking into and they may be applicable to ours. There are things that individual homeowners can do. Our water table decreasing, which is resulting in folk having to dig deeper wells and new wells. And if we can increase the amount of water going into the ground as opposed to going into creeks, we won't be better off. So there's a number of things that can be done, very positive, and won't necessarily cost that. Sir?
I'd just like to add two cents.
Sure.
Discussion or argument, other than just to say, yeah, I've been a proponent of trying to limit what the committee is working on to something that's in the realm of possible outcome that involves with county environmental issues since about 95. And basically everybody realizes that the current environment of the commission is really adverse to a lot of progress around at the moment. But, it's my feeling that of all the things that we're talking about here, the one thing where we really have a real possibility of playing successful defense or making progress is soil and water. Why? Yes, the builder economic situation is well understood, but this has been a number one priority of the environmental community in this county since the early 90s. There was a major victory that was had, you know, a number of years ago where the county did make progress and bring on a real locally enforced soil and water conservation ordinance. So really what we need to do is try to find a way to try to make what progress has been made over the last 20 years not fall apart. And that is a realistic goal because the precedent that's been set by the local ordinance and the fact that people can just walk around and see the devastation of the eroding hillsides and crumbling, the houses falling, foundations cracking or whatever from poor smoke enforcement. Drive around and see mud flowing deep to the creeks. And it's actually something that should be defendable. It's worthwhile. It's probably, air quality is something where we've already discussed there's not that much we can do locally on air quality. Land use, community land use pattern plans, there's really not that much that these communities can change if we said much about. But in my feeling, the one thing that the highest priority is that we've had a 20-year effort to try to get something on soil and water conservation or erosion prevention. It's worth trying to reform. So that's
good. Thank you, Jeff. Whatever we
turn it over.
Yeah. Where I'm coming from in terms of the community plans is the fact that these plans have been developed by specific communities. There's a lot of different stakeholders involved. And in each of these plans, they've identified issues that they want to address within their communities. And in each of those communities, they want to address stricter steep slope regulations. Now, that's an example. They also have water protection and so forth that they say they want to do. Okay, that's just one to do that they would like to see, the particular interventions within their community address these issues, or these issues to them. To me, that gives our committee justification in saying, okay, these issues have been addressed by this issue has been identified by three of the communities that have so far developed their plans. They're in the process of implementing, but they could be... This is where I'm coming from. I mean, what you're talking about in terms of water protection and water quality is identified as an issue within
each of these
plans.
They may not be totally
so
separate.
I mean, but it's not a environmental act, advisory committee identified issue. It's a community issue.
Yeah, it should all be community issue.
But as if you read those plans carefully, it reads that this is an issue that the community wants to address.
Right.
And I feel that they should go ahead and address those things that they point out that are of importance. But that's their responsibility to do that within their community, within their area that they have so...
Then I don't understand exactly how our committee works.
Well, typically what's happened is when these plans are developed, the commissioner will forward them to us for input on the environmental aspect of them, and that's where we have been involved in the past.
Right. But now, if we want to identify issues, what is wrong with us accepting the issues that have been identified by the community and trying to work with the people that are involved in implementing those plans?
And I would think that if we move forward with an energy issue that is of concern to these good people, we should bring it to their attention, saying we have identified this as an issue of concern. We're investigating when we move forward. We want to make recommendations. We would appreciate your input so they can get involved.
Right. But to me, they're ahead of us. They've already identified these issues. These are the people that live in our community.
They have all the right in the world to go ahead and act upon them within their...
I mean, why would we identify an issue that isn't already identified by our community?
Because their area of responsibility is this. Our area of responsibility is the entire county.
And you're basing now on the fact that there's only three communities that have done these plans so far, and the other seven haven't had a chance to do their plans.
I think at some point there was an intent that once a few of these plans got fully approved, they would serve as a model for the rest of the communities in the county.
Yeah.
So, where that actually stands and whether that's going to ever happen, I don't know. That's, I think, how there's a connection between the ones that were done and what Bobby just mentioned about the whole county. Can I make one other comment?
Sure.
In general, it's a philosophical thing. I think we have to have a good balance between the kinds of things we can hope to have some success on and also on the things that we can exert some leadership on. We don't want to be getting too far ahead. Obviously, that generally works to the detriment of accomplishing more short-term things. But I think a component of leadership in the things we come up with is worth having, whether it's 10%, 15%, 20%. I'm not coming up with any number. But I think just from a philosophical standpoint, being ahead of the curve a little bit certainly can't hurt us.
So it's been suggested that one area of concern that is worthwhile exploring is the water issue, erosion. And Dan has raised a concern and interest in moving ahead with energy-related matters, particularly those that could result in the reduction in costs.
Reduction in the usage of polluting energies.
Okay, good. So there's two possibilities as far as subcommittees things to work on. Anybody else?
I think that's probably enough to start off.
Good.
That's my thought at this point. Air quality, we know, is something that we have very little control over in the county because of pollution, like the ozone and things coming from Tennessee and further, nothing we can do anything about, but something we can do locally is fine. Fire prevention would be a
subcommittee?
Sure.
Okay. Would anybody like to work with that?
You're a Renville guy.
I was interested in some of the remarks we were talking about with the neighboring counties, what they've done as far as soil erosion, things like that, and using, as I said in my email, I'm a real backer. I'm a journalist, and I can dig. I mean, I can dig information and
okay.
take notes and do all that kind of stuff. The energy is sort of a side thing, but and the other thing about energy. I have a feeling that between Alexis and Marcus, they probably have a pretty good handle on what's out there. Like FLS, Canoga Conferences has an excellent example of exactly what Dan's talking about. They projected a $1.4 million energy bill looking forward 20 years. And when Sandy Lynch and the rest of the crew out there took a good look at FLS is the contractor that did the installation work. At their program, which is basically a lease of hot water. They FLS maintains the equipment, FLS buys the equipment, FLS keeps the tax credits, FLS does everything, and all the community does is lease the hot water. That's all they want.
Yeah, this is a solar heating.
A thermal solar situation, and they have a 233-panel installation there that takes care of their whole, the laundry, the kitchen, the residences, it's the whole shoot and match, and that cost has now projected to be cut down to somewhere between $345,000 to $360,000 as opposed to the $1.4 million. And,
cutting it.
Yeah, that's well established and well known, and I'm pretty sure that Alexis.
That's what we're doing. Alexis and I did for the hot water for the detention center.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a model that has
mm-hmm.
been developed, and they only fine tune it for the nonprofit. That's why it went to Canoe. But that same model is used to Marine Corps is used to Department of Defense did some barracks in out in the base there. FLS did those installations.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that I think a lot of this stuff, unless there's a particular area that we can identify and say, gee, we hadn't thought about doing this like that.
Yeah, we can still keep our eyes open.
Yeah, I think keep your eyes open.
I think if we do have a subcommittee that's charged with
this
kind of surveillance activity, you should probably
just keep your eyes open.
Yeah. If you find something, maybe.
May I make a suggestion for that? One area that does identify in the bylaws is assistance with grant writing and finding grants to do things with energy. Alexis is really good, but there's always instances where there's another great grant opportunity that this committee could possibly point out to her. Grant funding is, that's how we get a lot of it done in the county with our green energy. So pointing out things like that towards the Alexis and I is very good, helpful for us to get those things started.
Yeah,
just,
Alexis
you guys sometimes hear different things than what Alexis and I hear when it comes to the listservs and things that we're on. So that could be another possible thing for that committee to do is help identify those.
Dan, Alexis is a county employee. Megan, can you say that she was a leader in terms of pushing for...
Alexis wrote the whole grant for the lighting retrofit. She wrote the grant.
Yeah.
She's been a big push on the front side. I've got the opportunity to help them do the kind of back side of grant administration, but Alexis wrote the grant for that.
So I think a conversation with her could, one, bring you up to speed with what the county has done, the county proposes to do, and I'm sure that sharing this information with her would be most worthwhile, and then reporting back to the committee what all we found and where there's additional gaps. That would, I think, be most welcome and most beneficial. Okay, good.
I think one of the issues here is that so far everything that's been done, as far as I know, has been done by the county for the county and county facilities. And the question is, how do we take this beyond so that the community benefits as well?
The community has benefited.
Well sure, right. But I mean, in terms of individual businesses or whatever, hooking up with these kinds of people and gaining something, that would be the next question.
Yeah, I could see WCCA, their housing program, the whole, they have apartments and individual homes, that's a whole area that's just one nonprofit in this county. Like, there's housing assistance, and there's Habitat, and there's just all sorts of people could be.
Not even Hendersonville Housing Authority.
Yeah, right. And they're fairly large entities, and it's not like a little. I'm sure there's a lot of little nonprofits too, but these are the bigger, serving the community type nonprofits.
Good. Richard, you raised a good point in terms of that there are neighboring counties that have made, have addressed and have implemented programs to deal with slope issues, and looking at how they have. That in Hayward, Jackson, Buncombe, and so forth. That would be, I think, worthwhile information to gather.
Yeah, no, I've got a little bit from just some of the past county commissioner meetings and our relationship between some of the environmental people and the Seven Falls group and some of the other people and that kind of thing. So we, yeah, we got some pretty good notes and some conversations with the attorney for Jackson County and some of the other things. I can certainly look into some of that.
That would certainly be a world of effort. Would you take that on? I can also give you the names and contacts at Hayward.
Yes, I would.
Okay. And Rich would like to work with you. So, I think in terms of areas of the county that have made quite a bit of progress in dealing with erosion issues. The thing that comes immediate to mind is the Mud Creek Project, and that's headed up by a gentleman and spearheaded by a person who's with Cooperative Extension, and that's Diane Silver. Certainly, conversations with her and how they've been able to achieve what they have done and it's been significant is worthwhile. Does somebody want to? Conversation with Diane.
It's
easy to talk to.
She's hard to get hold of now because she's been cut back and she's spending time in Buncombe County.
She works part time for.
So she's. I left a message with her 2 days ago and I haven't gotten any response.
Bob, are you running volunteer to do that?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Get some more definitive information from Diane. I shouldn't have the background. And she has Rich pointed out, she works part time for Buncombe County, and there, the office where she works is not too far from where I work, so I can follow up on that. I think another person that we ought to talk to at who has direct responsibility with respect to erosion is Tim. Fox.
He has been cut back to half time.
He's been half time, but
he's full time still. He just works in solid waste and erosion.
Yeah. He's hands on. He has a good handle on the issue, and I think could give us some valuable insights. Anybody want to talk to Tim?
I do periodically, so I.
pollutants, primarily older pollutants, what they call heritage pesticides, DDT and the likes, which was applied to that watershed many, many years ago. It still is coming in to the watershed, and it comes in with events, rains. And so the Diener set up a program to monitor the Mills River and its tributaries in relationship to when it rains. Try to get people out there quickly and take samples. And there was concern expressed on the part of the mayor that this study was being slanted to reflect unfavorably upon the farmers, which was not the case at all. It was to try to get the pollutants that are coming in, identify where they're coming from, and help come up with a program to address that. And no one was blaming any of the farmers. There was no indication that the current pesticides that are being applied are entering the watershed.
Yeah, I thought that was understood by everybody, but I guess if you hadn't gotten
that. Well, there was some.
This is the first I've heard.
Yeah.
That it was labeled for pesticides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the main problem.
They actually permeate the soil and then.
They've attached onto organic material, and over time they leach in. And because of the increased precipitation that has occurred out there, it's getting.
Not so much leaching, it would be erosion.
It's erosion.
With
it's
the organic.
Absolutely. And one of the concerns is when it reaches the water treatment plant, particularly the water treatment plant that's operated by Asheville, that they use a system involving oxygen, and it degrades the organics that are carrying the pesticides more rapidly than it degrades the pesticides. Pesticides become more bioavailable.
Is there an ozone treatment or something?
Yeah, it's an ozone. Anyway, it's being looked into. But I think Gare Britton has a real good handle on the agricultural concerns and provides this work. Okay. Is there a piece, something that you want to do in terms of functioning with one or more of these subcommittees, or
what are the subcommittees?
Yeah,
where
do we define what we've agreed to so far?
Okay. We have an energy subcommittee, and we have a combined water erosion subcommittee.
Water issues.
Water issues. Two subcommittees.
And what do you want in terms of a product?
What we want, what I'm looking for in terms of a product is a statement assessing the major issues and what the county could do to mitigate or improve the situation, or to take recommendations that would result in more further energy and more monetary savings in connection with energy reductions and the like. Is that too vague? We want to find out, for example, what other counties have accomplished, and is with their what they have done, would this be applicable to our good county? How much benefits have resulted from the implementation of their regulations? What can be done in terms of individual homeowners? For example, rain gardens have been very successfully used in Transylvania.
quorum at any subcommittee. You can't reach quorum at a subcommittee. You cannot have half the committee on a subcommittee, because then you have quorum. You can't do that. That would violate the bylaws, and then you would be having a meeting of the EAC. If half of our committee is on a subcommittee together and everybody shows up at the same time, then you have quorum. So we just need to be careful not to assign too many people to one committee. That way we don't reach quorum. We don't want to violate our rules.
We were thinking if we had 9 people on the committee, if we had 3 subcommittees or 3.
That would be fine.
Don't want necessarily to be.
We just can't have 5 on one. Just want to make sure we don't want to violate our own rules.
It sounds like it's an evasion of the rules.
Yes, we just don't want to.
If everybody needs to be assigned to something, and it's true, I think the energy probably doesn't need as many because you've already got 2 county staff people working full time on that. So, to that end, it may not hurt to have other people doing other things, but because if you can't have more than half, and we want everybody assigned.
Well,
Mass seems to suggest a third, or just single person thing. Somebody wanted to monitor air quality or whatever.
We could have a group looking at slope issues and related erosion. And we could have another group looking at water quality per se.
Oh, separate.
Yeah. Although they're related,
what about if you have these 2 committees, one dealing with water, one dealing with energy, and that point?
No, we have 3 now.
So we have 3?
We got erosion and slope erosion, and then we have.
Would you like to read that?
You just said it. now we have it, or what?
Well, I mean, that's if there's an issue in terms of we don't want to violate our bylaws, so we cannot have a super committee, subcommittee. So we have to break it up.
Okay, so if I work with Richard on the slopes and erosion, what other counties are doing issues, I wouldn't be involved in the water quality, but you're the expert.
You could certainly make a contribution.
Yeah, but just to keep things small,
yeah.
2 here, 2 there, or 2 there, or it's on Jim, it's all up to you.
I go to work with this slope, and that's the one that I identify. So
okay.
Steve slopes, whether that's in terms of this water erosion.
Well, that's this gets called erosion. Related, so we keep this separate.
So this is land quality, protect land quality.
You can have soil and water in there.
You're talking mainly about moving soil.
So the land's up for you.
Soil issues, water issues, and energy issues. That way you don't have to break it down and get real specific.
But it's soil as related to. Jeff, you want to work with me?
Yeah.
So we've left you hanging by yourself. I think that's a good idea since you're
it's
here.
Happened before.
Well, it would be nice to have somebody who could at least accompany you to a meeting with Alexis and Holmes, facilitate that kind of thing.
Well, I can head out to Blue Ridge Community College and recruit somebody from the environmental department to join up with us.
Can you
write my own help?
What's your affiliation?
I attend some of the classes. coordinator is James Hutcherson, do you know him?
Yes, we all know him, but he's working for, I tried to recruit him for some other things, he's working for a PhD right now. When he finishes that, he's promised me he's gonna be available, so you probably can talk to him and get some help as far as joining another committee.
He might have success tomorrow.
Okay, and there's also some other gal that's taking on some environmental activities, I forget what her name is, but she might be also.
Mercedes, she got a job offer with the University of Colorado in Denver, and she's gone.
I'm not sure that's who it was, but anyway, you know. I know they have an environmental club out there, I talked to them a few times, and I think she was a student, I think she was sort of understudy for change, advising the group, so. But James can take it.
In terms of procedures for going forward, do you think that within a month we can come up, the subcommittees can come, get together and come up with a progress report that we can share?
At least one time, you have to back at least one time between now and the next meeting, every month should be.
Yeah.
As far as sharing with the rest of the committee, whether that can be done by email, or we have to wait till the next meeting.
You can submit reports to each other through email.
What's that?
We need to use that media.
Yes, because it's difficult.
I was an advocate of not meeting every month, so if we're gonna be meeting every 3 months, if we don't use it now, then we're just shut it down.
Please make sure to copy me on it, so that way if we get a request for a public record, that it's easily available, so I can provide it to anyone who needs it.
Anything that we do officially for the committee becomes public information, and we have to make sure the county has protect that, and not conducting things in secret, but then we can come back.
If you just copy me, I organize everything together, so that way if anybody requests those emails, I can easily provide them.
So we've got some things to do.
Okay, now who are the people in each of these groups? Let's make sure everybody knows who they're supposed to be.
Dan's got energy. You and Rich and Jeff are looking at the slope issues, erosion related issues.
I think I was.
Jeff is with me.
Okay.
Jim. Sorry, wrong Jim. Jim is working with the slope and erosion, soil erosion issues. And Jeff and I are focusing on that.
Okay.
And who's going to talk to Diane Silver? That's you?
Yeah.
Your water quality and watershed type issues.
I guess if we need
to talk to her with regard to our steep slope issues.
Yeah, very good.
I've got some contacts.
Sure.
I've got some contacts.
And likewise, talk to Tim.
He knows what's going on in other counties. In fact, he's the guy that put me on for somebody in Haywood County who I've talked to and got some back.
Likewise, talk to the small and see what inputs they have. I'm sure they have some great ideas. That would be the most useful. Any other things somebody want to bring before this august body? If not, our next official meeting is Megan Lindley.
December, first Thursday in December.
That's
3 months, right?
Yeah.
Am I counting that right?
That's right.
Where is it, December? Well, for
usual. First Thursday is the first.
December 1st?
December 1st. Yeah.
December 1st.
December. Okay, if anybody has any glitches, problems, what have you, let me know.
Format for new minutes.
Not yet.
Yes.
Get in the microphone.
But I have a question, so if I
we email, any emails that are generated within our subcommittees or committee related. If I ask anything of anybody here, I should copy them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That, yeah, that way we just have a copy of everything.
Copy.
I put it in a little folder.
Open the
media.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, just copy me. It's just copy anything EAC related back and forth to anybody, just copy me on it and we'll stick it in a folder and we'll have record of it just in case. One of the most recent Board of Commissioners meetings, they adopted a new policy for minutes. They are allowing us to keep digital record of minutes through the recordings rather than writing out minutes just like this. So what I will be doing is I'll go back, I'll test everything to make sure that it's a good clean copy, and I will post the audio on our website and then email it out to you. It's a standard Windows audio, so any computer can open it up. And that's how we'll be doing minutes from now on. So we'll actually have an audio recording of the meeting distributed to everybody rather than writing a summary of minutes.
Is there any wonderful program that can convert audio to printed copy?
Not that I know of. If somebody would like to volunteer to keep a summary themselves and have that distributed to your group, that's always an option. However, I'm not going to be taking minutes anymore because the commissioners.
Right, and the subcommittees don't need minutes.
I don't think so. I probably should check with Sarah to
because
double.
Because presumably, you know, what we do will be communicated in a recommendation to the committee.
That's right.
You know, and there shouldn't be anything that.
Listen to that.
I was hoping